Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry tonight. Chris Tubbs alongside through 9 o'clock tonight. All right, now we're going to talk a little MLB with Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls presented by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Bob, good to visit with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, my pleasure. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, good, Bob. MLB awards. Really no surprise on the MLB front, or is it? Did Cal Raleigh get a bad deal in the AL?
Yeah, no surprise. I mean, if I was an American League voter, I would have voted for Cal Raleigh. My thing is that it's the most valuable player award, not the best player award. But the best player award, you know, we give the award to Barry Bonds for 15 straight years, or Willie Mays every year he played, that sort of thing. I just thought what Raleigh did as a catcher, you know, hitting 60 home runs, getting the Mariners to, you know, first place for the first time since 2001, that he deserved the MVP. Nothing against Aaron Judge, but I just thought he was more viable.
Yeah, you know, and you look at the numbers Judge put up, and it, you know, you looked at them all year, and then at the end of the year, 53 home runs, won a batting title at 331. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember when they, kind of balked, you know, giving him that money. And the Padres stepped up, the Giants were stepping up, and kind of forced the Yankees to raise their offer. And he's their franchise, the face of their franchise, and he's their Derek Jeter.
Yeah, and you know the thing about Judge, what's really impressed me is how he's handled New York, but how he handled that situation where he literally bet on himself and didn't take the money that was on the table and let it play out and got even more money. He really, and maybe bet's not the right term right now, but, you know, he showed faith in his ability, and it certainly paid dividends at contract time.
Yeah, I want to say they were offering around $211 million. I mean, $211 million, something like that. So he made extra $150 million by betting on himself. So no, you're absolutely right. You know, we've seen guys do that. I mean, Max Scherzer did that. Remember, he had the big offer from Detroit. Juan Soto did it when he turned down the Nationals offer. So it seems like we're seeing that more and more.
Yeah, and then over in the NL. Absolutely no surprise. Oh, Ohtani, the MVP. And, Bob, you know, this is rare air for the game, what he is doing and what he showed in a spectacular World Series and what he's shown to this point in his career. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he's a guy, you know, every single year, if you predict, okay, who's going to, you know, win the MVP, you always got to go with him as long as he's doing both things, pitching and hitting. I think at some point he's going to give up the pitching. It'll be interesting to see if he goes to right field and becomes a Gold Glove right fielder. I think he's going to play the field before his career is over.
Yeah, you know, and Bob, you look at his talent and what he's accomplished in the game. You can put him in the category of, you know, clearly the all-time greats already. It's not a stretch to just put him up there and say, yeah, this guy is, you know, is as good as we've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, particularly once he goes to the field. Right now he's just a DH, you know, plus the pitching. But, yeah, and if he ever has that one big monster year as a pitcher, say it's next year, you know, say he wins 15 to 20, then I think it really goes up in that upper echelon.
Yeah. Speaking of pitching, no surprise on the Cy Young, but the surprise is that Skubal for the Tigers and Skeens for the Pirates, you know, they could be on the move.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's definitely not going to trade Paul Skeens now. They're not making money. So could they do it a year from now, 2 years from now? Sure. Skubal, I think the Tigers are saying, you know what, we're going to listen. You know, we don't think we're probably going to be able to sign him a year from now. Best pitcher, you know, probably in the game. Let's listen and see what people have to offer. So I think that will be an ongoing narrative all summer. And, you know, as long as they're in the race, as long as, you know, if they win the division, they're not going to trade them. But for some reason, if they slip and they don't have the same kind of year, then I think we could see Skubal, you know, big time come a trade deadline.
Bob Nightingale's covered the major leagues for a long time, and insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need, delivered when and where you need them. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. Bob, that kind of leads us into the next thing and free agency. But before we get into that, I know that there's been a lot of eyebrows raised on how the Twins went into the offseason. What happened at the deadline? Blew up their bullpen, you know, traded away all those players. And there still doesn't seem to be a plan going forward, that they have an outline. You know, are they going to move on from the likes of Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez and tear it down to the studs and really start over? Or are they going to try and take that core group, including Byron Buxton and Pablo Lopez and Joe Ryan and a couple other veteran players, and try and build around those guys and attempt to contend sooner than later? It really is curious. I know, you know, other writers that follow the game have weighed in on this. What's your read on what's going on with the Twins?
I think so. Wait and see. I mean, in which way are they going to go? You know, I think they got to listen to offers from both Ryan and Lopez. You know, Ryan's going to draw a lot more attention because he's not making any money. You know, he just made $3 million last year, arbitration eligible next 2 years. Whereas Lopez is, you know, $21 million a year for two more years. So I think they got his side. I mean, they certainly have star players. You know, and he just saved $30, $35 million by trading away, you know, Carlos Correa. So, yeah, it's be interesting what they do. You know, I think people, too, are still can't put their wrap their mind around trading Louis Varland. I mean, we saw what he did with the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays aren't, you know, 90 feet away from winning the World Series without him. He was a, you know, godsend for them. So, you know, especially being a, you know, local guy and, you know, growing up a Twins fan and everything else. But, yeah, I think we won't know what the Twins' real intentions are for a few more weeks.
And have you heard anything about these other investors that are going to jump in? Has there been any talk around the game about who that might be or how that might be structured or what that money would be used for? A lot of talk about paying down the debt that the Poleds had accrued over the years owning the club, you know, or could some of that money be funneled into payroll in the short term?
Yeah, great question. I know that you have the owners' meetings here next week. So I think some more answers will come from that as far as, okay, who these investors are, And I think, you know, every owner of baseball, you know, will know that answer, that they're going to have to kind of reveal who those guys are and what the plans are.
Yeah.
We're seeing, you know, more teams do that. You know, Cleveland did that. But, you know, they still really haven't spent that big money everybody kept waiting for.
Yeah, and, you know, Bob, when you go to these owner meetings, I would assume when they get together in a room, the topic has got to be the collective bargaining agreement. Storm clouds continue to gather one more season, and then who knows?
Yeah, exactly. You know, December 1st of next year, I think everybody's going to brace themselves for a work stoppage. You know, that could last a few months. But we'll see. I think a big thing, too, is Rob Manfred's trying to get the owners to kind of centralize the local TV money, which, of course, would help the Twins. You know, considering teams like the Dodgers are making $330 million a year, and where a lot of these teams, you know, making $30 to $40 million a year. So, you know, that would be obviously a great benefit for the Twins.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Yeah, and it seems to me that, you know, typically it's been owners versus players, but this could be kind of a three-way battle here. Some owners against the owners and the players against all the owners. I mean, in that respect, it really could be a mess because the big money clubs like the Yankees or the Dodgers that are getting all of this television money, yeah, they don't want to share that with the Pirates or the Guardians or the Twins.
No, I think what the big market teams, you know, hey, they pay more for their franchise and everything else. You know, so they say, you know, we should get more. You know, we paid a lot more, you know, for our team than we did for the Twins and Guardians and all that. I think what though is really irritating those owners are a team like the Pirates. If you talk to baseball people and even people in the union, they'll tell you that the Pirates are one of the top five profitable teams in baseball. Well, wait a minute now. You know, why are we sharing our money to the Pirates if they're not going to invest it back in the team and they're just lining their own pockets with it?
Well, and that brings up the point. You feel bad for Pirates fans. Here they've got Paul Skenes, generational pitching talent, won a Cy Young Award, could win multiple Cy Youngs. You know, the sky's really the limit with health for this guy. And I don't think anybody believes he's going to be there long term, that he will not finish his career in a Pirates uniform.
Yeah, no, that's a shame. I mean, he's saying all the right things. I want to win there. I can't wait to turn this thing around. Obviously, a class act, you know, spending a couple of years at the Air Force Academy, wanted to go, you know, serve in the military once he's done playing again. So, yeah, it's a guy everybody had roots for. But you're right. You don't want to be a thing like, how long before the Pirates trade him because they can't afford him.
Yeah. And then, Bob, we got to bring up something else, and that is what appears to be a very serious situation in Cleveland. Guardian closer Emmanuel Clase arrested by FBI agents in New York on Thursday. Give us your perspective on this story.
Well, I mean, it certainly looks bad. You know, right now you say, you know, there's zero chance these guys ever throwing our pitch again in Major League Baseball. You know, when the feds are involved, they have the information, what they believe is the evidence. You know, you've seen it online, those pitches were, you know, way off, things like that. And I know it's just one pitch a game, or, you know, one pitch, you know, 9 or 10 times when it happened. You know, and that's, you know, terrifying. I mean, nobody wants to see that. You know, and that's why they started a commission in the first place, the Black Sox scandal. Yeah. So, you know, the worry is, if these two guys are doing it, particularly Class A, who's already making $6 million a year, I think we have to be naive to think that these are only two guys in baseball who are doing something like that.
Yeah, and I suppose that has also got to be a topic of conversation for the owners when they get together, because, you know, once again, 107 years ago, we had the, you know, 1918 White Sox and the Black Sox scandal and all the rant, and Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis got on the scene and cleaned it up, and a lot of players were banned. You just get the sense in all sports, we had the NBA not that long ago, you know, the worry has got to be this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just a, you worry about, you know, who's feeding information to gamblers. Everybody knows the line, every player and the coach on a team knows where the lineup is the night before. You know, the gamblers gain that information ahead of time. And I think also, too, you know, kind of a scary thing for the next collective bargaining agreement is, okay, how long are players really going to hold out? If guys are doing this kind of stuff for, you know, $6,000 or $7,000, a guy's really want to miss a paycheck. So, you know, you have that part too. It's a bad thing all the way around. You know, nobody wants to see these games, you know, being fixed, or, you know, that's the beauty about sports. You know, just a, you think it's pure entertainment, that sort of thing. And you don't want things to be coming out like, okay, is this really in the up and up or not?
Yeah, and, you know, it's still one of my favorite sports movies of all time. I brought it up last night when the Class A, and there was the update on the story yesterday, where I said I recommend to people, if they haven't seen the movie 8 Men Out, I think it's excellent. I think they really did a terrific job on that, to take the time and watch that film. I think it's outstanding.
Yeah, and the beauty about it, it's all real, you know, from facts and everything else that happened then. But yeah, I mean, that's what they hired a commissioner, saying we got to, you know, take control of this. And, you know, I hate the fact that, you know, gambling's everywhere, in the sense where you're watching a telecast, they're talking about the odds of the game, that sort of thing constantly. Where, remember, it was back in the 70s where guys like Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle were actually banned from baseball because they were greeters at casinos. You know, now, and that way, you know, gambling is everywhere.
Yeah, it is everywhere, and the sports have embraced it. You know, it didn't right. take long for all the leagues to jump in on it. So, yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how MLB and the other leagues deal with this going forward. Hey, Bob, always good to visit with you. Once again, you covered the game for a long time and have a lot of great insight.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, Steve.
Yeah, there he is, Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider. And, of course, for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Bob Nightingale once again talking to MLB.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.